joke coming up for you. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will be joining us coming up in a little bit. Plenty to talk about. He was in Des Moines on Saturday for the state championship baseball games. We'll talk about Colonels baseball, a little bit of college football, maybe even some hockey thrown in there as well. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports and a whole lot more. It is Gym Class for a Monday coming your way on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side, we welcome you in to the Gym Class local programming block getting underway here on KGYM. Great to have you with us. 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we take you through this Monday, August the 5th. Twins baseball coming up tonight. Big series. Twins and the Atlanta Braves from Target Field in Minneapolis. We'll have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. A little bit of a tough schedule time for your Minnesota Twins, Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting week with three against Atlanta, the leaders in the National League East, and then four against Cleveland, which could be
big games.
Could be a defining series, could be, something like 2-2. But we'll see. It's an interesting week, to say the least.
Braves and the Indians coming up this week for the Minnesota Twins. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast and Cedar Rapids. We invite you to stop on by, tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. We do appreciate it. Locally owned and operated. And a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by Third Base Brewery, conveniently located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. And thank you very much to everybody out there. A lot to get to, a lot of little knickknacks to get to, I guess, for a Monday here today. First of all, we go from one cycle to another cycle. We just ended the high school sports calendar on Saturday night when Urbandale upset Johnston for the 4A championship. And, it was quite a Saturday, around Linn County. 1-2 with Xavier winning the 3A championship, North Linn and Albernett dropping their championship games, but a pretty stellar day as far as our neck of the woods is concerned, as far as high school sports and high school baseball is concerned, but little rest for the weary, because it's right back to the news cycle. It's the 2019-2020 high school season basically getting underway today with camps for the various sports. It's not official practice, but you better be there.
You want to bet?
We know how that goes, right?
We do indeed. Yeah, the page has turned. Not only football, but volleyball, cross country. Going to get underway here real quick. We are a little more than 3 weeks, actually 2 weeks, before the first football games,
right,
week zero.
The week zero games.
But then everybody gets underway in earnest in a little more than, 3 weeks from Friday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, you can hear high school football right here on KGYM. We start things off. No Thursday night to open up the year this year. We start on Friday night, August the 30th. So week one is 1 week back. Everything's pushed back 1 week. I'm not sure if it's because of its leap year or what happened, but we're all pushed back 1 week. So August 30th will be the first night of high school football, and we will be out at John Wall Field for Washington and Prairie that night. Sorry, Mark. We're going to have Krejci at Kingston for Kennedy and Jeff that night.
Yeah, a couple of really good games, and the Mets are out of the chute. And
we can't be at two places at once.
No, you cannot be, but you'll be many places throughout the year as our folks in the South Gym.
Yeah, South Gym that night. City High at Liberty to kick things off out in North Liberty. So That should be a fun one as well. Kyle's looking. Kyle may have breaking information here because I saw you through the glass. So yep. It's either something to do with the Cubs or something is breaking.
Nope, not Cubs related this time. There was some news we were supposed to get on Saturday related to Xavier Foster. He was set to release his top five finalists, and that didn't happen. And I just as I finished typing that up on my big board, I see that he has now released his top five. That's Iowa, Iowa State, Baylor, Virginia Tech, and Providence. Providence.
Interesting.
Friars sneaking in there.
The Friars. Ed Cooley and the Friars sneaking in there.
Low-key, Providence over the years hasn't really seen the success, but they catch some pretty good recruits every now and then.
Yeah, he was... Foster was very heavy on Iowa, Iowa State, and Baylor.
Yeah.
And then I was uncertain whether what the other two teams might be. But, yeah, that news is supposed to come down on Saturday and just came down today. And Todd Bramekamp, please change the poll question.
Well, he hasn't made the decision yet.
Well, that's true enough.
The final decision has not been made. Of course, Xavier Foster, 7-footer out of Oskaloosa. Very much coveted, the top prospect. I think that's pretty obvious to say out of the state of Iowa next year. And he has got his choices down to both Iowa and Iowa State, Baylor, Providence, and Virginia Tech. He's a very interesting, I've seen him play at least double digits over the years. Oskaloosa, of course, winning the 3A championship this past year over Norwalk. Xavier is a very interesting cat because he likes to be outside, can go inside at times, and can be dominant inside. But then after he's dominant, you take a look the next three times down the court, and he's back to the three-point line, which is very interesting. So he's a very dynamic player. Iowa and Iowa State need to cast their lot with Xavier. Understand that, with Xavier Foster. And... it's going to be interesting to see the among those final five, who he's going to choose.
Yeah, 7 foot is 7 foot,
so
right?
You cannot. What's the greatest basketball adage in the world, Mark? You can't teach 7 foot. And so, down to the final five right there. So, we will try to have on the go a brand new poll question from Evil's Hideaway. Although it could still fly, there.
But we were going to ask you which announcement do you look forward to the most? Is it the Oliver Martin decision or the Xavier Foster commitment? Which could still fly?
Sure.
Of course, Oliver Martin, Iowa has started camp, football camp, and no decision yet on Oliver Martin. We learned at Big Ten Media Days that. Martin's parents have hired a lawyer to support his case to be eligible this year. But what's taking so long?
True.
I don't understand. Maybe there's a lot of cases to resolve, but look at the facts and make a decision.
Try to do it. Camp's underway already. So, yeah. And you just kind of sit back and wonder at times as far as the NCAA is concerned. So that was our male recruiting news. We do have female recruiting news out there. 5-star, big-time national prospect out of the 2020 class, Caitlin Clark out of Dowling in West Des Moines, has narrowed her choices down to three. Three. Notre Dame, Iowa, and Iowa State.
Hmm.
And Caitlin Clark can play. Holy cow, can she play? That's why she's a 5-star, Scott. But, yeah, she's going to make her decision probably sooner than later as well, but she's got it down to three.
She's a guard?
Yes.
Okay.
Point guard, off guard, can play both spots, can really shoot it. Dynamic range, can get to the basket very, very well. Would be a great fit for both Bill Fenley or Lisa Bluter. Both the type of point guards that they really like to have out there. And obviously, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. and what Muffet McGraw has done over mm-hmm. there in South Bend. So pretty good group of three right there. I'm just happy to see Iowa and Iowa State there for those big recruits. I mean, that's good to see. And if they choose them or not, I'm not going to hold it against either Xavier Foster or Caitlin Clark. That's perfectly up to them. We've had people stay that have been big-time recruits, Mark. As you know, we've had them leave, and I don't hold any ill will if they do leave the state.
Yeah, it's interesting. She's from the state. Makes sense that she would look at Iowa and Iowa State. She goes to Catholic high school, Catholic college, and Notre Dame with a great pedigree in women's basketball. I think all three make sense. Not that she asked me or anything like that, but that'll be an interesting decision, too.
It will be. It will be an interesting decision. 319-366-1600. You can let us know what you think on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers is located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. 13 minutes past the hour of 3, and we will talk about that. We'll talk Xavier Foster with Jeff Johnson as well. He's seen Xavier play many times over the years and get his thoughts about his final five as he makes that decision known in the last 10 minutes.
Well, I think from what people have told me, and you were certainly among those people, that Xavier Foster lacks some maturity on the course, on the court. And perhaps that came from being, you know, he was a sophomore, he's a junior, and of course his dad's on the sideline.
Correct.
So that was one, maybe not a knock, but a question mark, would you say?
I think so, but I do think that it improved from his sophomore to his junior year. And it's just a maturation process, I think, and it'll probably get better in his senior season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said some things over the years on social networking and whatnot that could be probably taken the wrong way by a lot of competitors. But what 16 or 17...
Nothing really egregious.
Not anything egregious, but what 16 or 17-year-old hasn't said something like that over the years. His former teammate, Cole Henry, who is now at UNI, we learned over the weekend...
good player.
Very good player. Good inside player, but had a offseason injury, and it sounds like he is going to be redshirted. He is not taking part in UNI's Italian trip, which they're on right now, and they won their first two games there. And sounds like unless something changes pretty drastically, he is going to redshirt for the 19-20 season, which apparently is what Ben Jacobson had in mind mm-hmm. the whole way that they talked about. Didn't let it known to the public, but don't need to let it known be known to the public out there at times. So sounds like Cole Henry will be on the sidelines. Austin Fife should be back 100% and ready to go for UNI, and that's just going to be a huge,
yes, it will.
Huge help for Ben Jacobson and the Panthers because they were a donut last year. They just didn't have anything inside.
Yep.
For UNI.
67-79 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line asking, can Martin practice with the team or has to wait on the NCAA? He is in practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's... to make a comparison, it's as if he was redshirting. If he was redshirting, he could still practice with the team.
Absolutely.
So, yes, Martin is practicing.
He is practicing out there. So, no decision yet, but I would imagine that one is forthcoming out there. Coming up on 16 minutes past the hour 3, and we take you through a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Well, the weekend in sports. And today, at least... the big story is Tom Brady, who is a 42-year-old quarterback, pretty good one in the National Football League, as you all might know. And he has signed a 2-year contract extension, which would take him through 2021, age 44. We'll be interested to see if he can play quarterback.
Is he trying to be George Blanda or what?
I think he is trying to be George Blanda. Now, this is a contract that's very similar to what Drew Brees signed. It's a contract. The final 2 years are void years, Mark.
Okay.
Just another way to get around the old salary cap in the National Football League. The Patriots are still, they can renegotiate for those final 2 years. They have him under a contract, but it can be renegotiated. The Patriots could also let Tom Brady go if they choose. I doubt if that is going to be the case. I doubt if Drew Brees is going to be let go by the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is what it is. And we'll see if Tom Brady can still chuck the old pigskin at age 44 as he is of trying to avoid defenders in the year 2021.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job of that.
Not too bad out there. We've got baseball injuries. Your Minnesota Twins, the Sam Dyson experiment has been not too good so far.
Well, that's putting it mildly. He was awful in his first two appearances for the Twins, and now he's on the injured list, 10-day injured list, with an arm injury. Whether his two awful performances can trace to that arm injury or not. I mean, he was good for the Giants. So we'll see when he gets back, but right now I don't want to see him again very soon.
And you won't be seeing him again very soon out there. Cubs are going to be without Wilson Contreras for about a month, the way it sounds, with a hamstring injury. And now with Martin Maldonado shipped out to Houston, it's Victor Caratini's show now for the Cubs, who have a game and a half lead in the National League Central, but have the red-hot Oakland A's coming in to Wrigley Field tonight.
That'll be an interesting series. Interleague play there again. But the Cubs, with a nice sweep of the Brewers over the weekend, have assumed a game-and-a-half lead in the National League Central.
Thanks to the A's beating the Cardinals twice.
Yeah. And the Brewers now four back. So we'll see if the Cubs can expand on that even more.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Congratulations. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday. We'll give personalized congratulations to him. But Caddy Smack's our man, Brian Haas, second in the senior division at the Iowa Open over the weekend. And I think if it wasn't for that front nine on the first day, I think Brian would have won the thing.
Yeah, he actually double bogeyed 17
yes,
on Sunday
did.
As well. But
I'm not asking him about that. You can ask all the tough questions.
He finished three back of first, and really a great tournament for Brian, especially he was five over in his first eight holes.
Yep.
And played his last 46 in seven under. So we'll ask him about that on Wednesday. Be a terrific tournament for a guy that, you know, may only play 9 or 18 a week. That's pretty solid.
It's very solid. Very solid out there. Matthew Walker gets the victory in the Iowa Open. Gets to cash his first check as a professional. That's pretty cool. First place check, anyway. He might have cashed a couple others.
A lot of Hawkeyes and ex-Hawkeyes on the leaderboard there.
Yes. Now, if you're all wondering, can the current Hawkeyes cash any checks? No. They cannot. So, Mr. Shockey and others, it was just the thrill of being there and an opportunity to win the Iowa Open. Matthew Walker has graduated and has moved on to the professional ranks, and he got the victory. And, yes, he can cash that $25,000 check, and imagine he probably has by now.
Yes, indeed.
Because that will pay a lot of things when you're 21, 22 years old. Out there, or whatever Matthew is. But that was pretty cool to see. Yeah, there were Hawkeyes all over the place in the final round down there at Blue Top Ridge. And full disclosure, Iowa does practice at Blue Top quite a mm-hmm. bit. And they know that course very well. So a little bit of an advantage for the Hawkeyes, but you still have to golf your ball, as they say.
Men's City Amateur in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City contested over the weekend, in addition to the Cedar Rapids Senior Men's Amateur. A lot of golf competition over the weekend in and around the area.
Yeah, indeed. And first of all, in the senior division here in Cedar Rapids, congratulations to our friend Rob Dickerman. That's two in a row now. He won the final event of the Crandic Tour at Finkbine and now has won the City Am, Senior City Am. So congratulations to Rob out there. Good guy and a really good golfer. Really good golfer. Chad McCarty, ho-hum, won the Iowa City Amateur again. What is that?
14 times.
14 times he has won it. The only other thing I can think of that many times is Ferris Bueller, non-excused absences. But Chad, this time I think he went into playoff, though. But still, got the victory in that one. And then the...
Shrimper Slater show.
Yeah. And two and, former Mount Mercy guys.
In the Men's City Amateur, yeah. And Shrimper came away the winner. You played with him a couple, 3 years ago in the City Am, didn't you?
I believe so. It's been a while. Before I got old and
graduated, so to speak.
Had to move up. But good player. Really, really good player and good guys as well. So hope everybody had a good time. I did, except for trying to find drives on Saturday. Friday good.
You had a good show.
Friday good, Saturday bad. It was still fun. 22 minutes. Well, make it 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class on KGYM. On the PGA Tour, they're getting ready for the FedEx Cup playoffs now. We're going to talk to our friend Bob Herrig coming up later in the week. We'll probably have that on Thursday when the FedEx Cup gets started in New York City. They'll play it at Liberty National, the first event. And we wish for better things for Zach Johnson, and it just did not come again at the Wyndham in Greensboro.
Yeah, Zach has some reassessing to do. There's no question about it. Arguably his worst season on tour, at least in a long time. Zach, now 43 years old, winner of 12 events on tour, two major championships. But this year he only had one top 10 and finished 154th in the FedEx Cup standings. It's the first time he's missed the FedEx Cup Finals. And first time he's been under $1 million in earnings in a season for a long, long time. And I think if you would ask him, putting had a lot to do with it, or lack of success in that department. But and he also talked, according to a Golf Channel story, that it's his time in life as well. He spoke to that. His kids are growing up.
Getting into the teens very soon.
Of course, other players have experienced that. I think Zach can take solace from one of his neighbors, Matt Kuchar, who is of similar age and had a wonderful year. Multiple wins, third in the FedEx Cup money list. I would never bet against Zach, but he's fought the last couple of years, change in equipment, a change of caddy, and just hasn't been himself.
No, and... But I'll say this, don't count Zach out yet, because we have seen many times on the tour where most everybody has had a down year. Name me a person besides Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and those in their prime, Tiger Woods and whatnot, that have not gone through their careers without having a down year. All right, Zach had his down year. And like I said, I'm not going to bet against Zach for not... coming up. Said he played a lot less events this year. I don't know if that's going to be a trend. Maybe next year he'll try to play a few more events. We'll try to talk to Zach during the offseason again and see what his thoughts are coming up, because the tour will actually get started in about, a month and a half? With the fall portion of the 2019-2020 tournament. And those count just as much in the FedEx Cup as after January.
Zach only played 19 tournaments this year, and I think he will play more. Don't know for a fact, but I think he will play more, because this upcoming season, 1920, is his last year to be fully exempt on the PGA Tour, and that traces back to his 2015 British Open Championship. So in 1920, he's got to perform, either win a tournament, which would give him a two-year exemption, or finish in the top 125. So in that regard, I got to believe that Zach will play more tournaments.
I would imagine that would be the case. But, yeah, next year is a big year for Zach, because, like you said, his exemption runs out for next year. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. Jeff Johnson's going to join us. Plenty of topics to talk about with Jeff from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and we'll kick that around with him when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class for a Monday. We are presented by Third Base Brewery here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
The pennant race is heating up at Target Field.
Just swinging a drive. Left center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Twins lead.
Two first-place teams match up at Target Field as the Atlanta Braves come to town August 5th through the 7th.
Glove by Polanco. Second one. The return from Luis. Two. Double play. That was a sweet 6-4-3 double play.
Don't miss this exciting matchup by securing your tickets at twinsbaseball.com.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. And throughout August, receive free premium finishes on Kemper and Decora cabinetry at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, and at Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to WagerWise Wednesdays at 6 during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. Presented by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Back in the gym class for Monday at KGYM, as we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette here momentarily. Kyle's getting him dialed up and ready to go. He along with KJ Pilcher, were in Des Moines for the state baseball championships on Saturday. We'll kick that around. We'll kick a little Colonels baseball around and a little bit of hoop news. That's the big story coming out today, Mark. Xavier Foster narrowing his choice of college down to five, in case you missed the first part of the show today.
Yep, Iowa, Iowa State, Baylor, Virginia Tech, and Providence. Xavier Foster's last five schools. He announced that today on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Providence, and people might be, you know, a little bit surprised by Providence, but they were in early on Xavier Foster. Ed Cooley and the Friars were out of the Big East, and Buzz Williams is a very good recruiter out there at Virginia Tech, and I think he'd be a good fit out there as well, and they're really building a very good basketball team out there at Virginia Tech. Been in the NCAA tournament the last couple of years, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. We're working on it. Kyle's working on it. He's diligently working on it as we speak. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on Xavier Foster's choices, if you would like to weigh in on Major League Baseball, what have you. Love to hear from you out there. Again, 319-366-1600, that's the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City.
Couple comments on the text line, 319-366-1600. Leo in Iowa City says Kimbrel also apparently heading to the IL unofficially. I didn't catch that one. Perhaps true. I don't know.
Hmm.
Cyclone Tim, Rasir Bolton is still waiting to hear if he'll be eligible this year for Iowa State, too.
Yes.
He's the basketball player, though,
correct,
right?
Correct. So there's some time before that happens. But, yeah, football, though, you would think that you get your ducks in a row at this point, especially since camp has already started, but we've always been we've always been not surprised by anything that has happened over the years with the NCAA.
Not really, no.
So we're not surprised once again out there. 319-366-1600. That is our text line if you would like to weigh in. We'll talk with Jeff as well, and he got to see and cover. And I did my sports view on this a little bit earlier on today. We went over the girls' calendar year last week, went over the boys' this week, and just pretty remarkable classes. And not only classes, but individuals, schools that had a great run this year. Northland with their big three seniors out there. Jake Kilmer, very apropos that Jake got a hit in his final at-bat to add to his national record as far as hits are concerned. And that's going to stand for a while. I was thinking about that last night that, you know, started that parade as an eighth grader.
Did those count, though? Those stats count?
I have read both ways. I've read one way where it counted. I've read another one where it said, oh,
they
didn't count. It should count.
Yeah.
J.B. Holmes played varsity golf as a fifth grader in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I guarantee you his records counted.
Well, if a kid's eligible as a graduated eighth grader, those stats should count.
Absolutely.
But nevertheless, I agree. I mean, his national records are out of sight. And by all accounts, a terrific kid as well.
He is.
The Gazette Athlete of the Year, Male Athlete of the Year. And just to stand up, every quote you read from him is class.
All three of those guys in that class for Northland, as a matter of fact. Then you could, you know, I talked, you got Quinn Schulte in there. All he did was win five state championships at Xavier. That doesn't happen very often.
Two in football, two in basketball, and one in baseball.
And one in baseball.
Yeah.
And one in baseball. Trevor Paulson was a terrific athlete over at Marion. I think a little bit maybe underrated because of, you know, of a Jay Kilmer and of a Quinn Schulte right there. But Trevor Paulson going to go play quarterback at Winona State and play football up there, or at least play football up there. I would imagine he'll play quarterback, but I'm not positive on that. But so many great. Al Burnett.
Al Burnett as well, yeah.
What a story they had making their first basketball tournament, getting second place. Nobody thought they were going to win a game, let alone get second place. Except for Jeff Christofferson, he knew they were going to do well up there. North Lynn winning the 2A state championship. It was just a, and of course Xavier winning football to start the year. It was just a fun 2018-2019 on the high school front.
More stories to be written here very, very soon.
Golf will get started in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
As they will hit the links right there. Thought you had another big announcement. I thought you had another Kyle bomb to
drop. A bomb. Definitely not on the same level as the Xavier Foster news, but I heard the bit that we got on the text line about Craig Kimbrell, and I myself had not heard that yet, so I just wanted to follow up. That is not official yet. That is just based on speculation from Jesse Rogers, because Dwayne Underwood has been recalled from Des Moines. He believes that Kimbrell is going to head to the IL, but that is not official yet.
All right.
That's the update.
Thank you.
Catch you later.
Jeff Johnson, if you're listening, give Kyle a call. 319-366-1600. Lunchbox Heroes on Wednesday. Mark, you and I are going to be over in the southeast side and feeding some workers over there. Can't wait to do that once again. And big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Built by Pros. We couldn't do it without them. We'll hear a bit about the project. And then feed those folks coming up on Wednesday. And the great sponsorship of Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, United Rentals, UFG Insurance. I'm on communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Chick-fil-A Coral Ridge, Red Wing Shoes, Acme Tools, Airgas, and Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And, of course, Smart FM and all of us at KGYM as well.
Yeah, we'll be at the Harris Building on 6th Street Southeast. I think we've been there before.
We were there last year.
Yeah. But the Lunchbox Heroes program winding down for the summer doesn't mean that progress on the quarter is winding down by any means. Everywhere you go, there's new projects either being started or continued. And hats off to those in the trades who do great work out there. And the end of this season will just yield to the tailgate tour season.
Yeah.
And we will be out there before you know it. I don't think our first stop's till September, though.
Right. Second week of the season will be our first stop. We won't have one on the first week of the season. So get our ducks in a row, and then we hit it hard for 7 stops in 8 weeks with the tailgate tour.
Look forward to it. Those shows on Fridays.
Correct. Well, not all of them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. Because Kennedy Wash and Jeff get out early on Friday.
Well, it used to be Fridays. Stay tuned. We'll tell you whether it's
making
Thursday
my job
or
harder to try to get these all in. Take a break. Come back and try to get hooked up with Jeff Johnson here of the Gazette. So stay with us. More to come after this. Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important, and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Honey, did you pack my headphones?
Yep.
Did you pack the aspirin?
Sure did. It's right here.
Did you take the car to Linder Tire for a checkup?
Definitely. They checked our tire pressure and tread for free.
Okay. Ready, kids? Let's hit the road.
Stop by Linder Tire in North Liberty or Iowa City for your road trip checkup. Find our deals on Facebook or our website, lindertire.com.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Linder Tire. We can't get you there faster, but we can get you there safer.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The next team to threaten the Patriots' reign in the AFC? Not the Kansas City Chiefs, the Indianapolis Colts.
The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Back with you on the Gym Class here for a Monday at KGYM. Department of Corrections here. I forgot Buzz Williams left Virginia Tech, Mark. We were reminded during the break.
I have to admit, I did too.
Went to A&M. I forgot about that. Did that just soon after the season, April. So Xavier Foster will not be playing for Buzz Williams at Virginia Tech. But Buzz built that program up at VaTech.
Did too.
And then left for A&M, who got rid of their coach after one bad season.
Thanks to a couple texters on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line. We can always count on you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate that out there. 319-366-1600. We'll try to keep efforting Jeff Johnson out there. If not, we will get him back on a later program. Tomorrow, we'll talk some Major League Baseball with you on the program. Wednesday, it'll be Caddy Smack. Included in our rundown, we'll congratulate Brian on his second place finish at the senior division of the Iowa Open. But also, we're going to talk to Ellen Port, who is going to be here in Cedar Rapids. She's one of the top senior women's amateur players in the country. She's in Pinehurst, North Carolina, playing in a tournament this week. That's always nice. I'm going to go to Pinehurst to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we met her at the introductory luncheon for the United States Senior Women's Amateur that's going to be held in the end of this month at the Cedar Rapids Country Club. USGA event here. Which is, I believe, free, and you can make your plans to be there and see some of these top senior women and amateurs. I went over with Rick Swan, who helps us with Caddy Smack, and we were just both enamored with this woman, just by her attitude and, not necessarily just by her golf game, but she's just got a great attitude and has a great message for everybody out there.
Men's or women's, in the amateur ranks, you get some great stories.
Yes.
Because that's not what they do for a living.
And she's one of them. She was a school teacher.
Yeah.
Didn't play a whole lot of golf, just played it really well. She was an amazing all-around athlete growing up. Didn't want to play golf because she didn't think golf was very tough.
Okay.
And she's the first one to admit it. She didn't think it would be a very tough game, and she didn't think it was tough. Made you, I'm going to play golf.
Done quite well for herself.
And she's done quite well and fell in love with the game. So we're going to talk with Ellen coming up on Wednesday. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Just out this afternoon, Scott, Nolan Jacobs of Cedar Rapids Kennedy has received and accepted a scholarship offer to North Dakota State. He's one of the very good players at Kennedy, along with Connor Colby, Cade Parker, and others. And Jacobs in the fold of North Dakota State. So the Cougars open against Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Kingston Stadium the first week of the season, and he and others will be on display.
Correct. And I believe he had one time committed to South Dakota. So a little bit of a change from one Dakota to another Dakota. Teammate Cade Parker, I believe, still going to South Dakota. Kennedy's going to have a really, really talented team. Caron Hendred also on the radar of a lot of people out there. What did I get wrong now?
You didn't. For obvious reasons, I have to smile about that comment. Maybe not so obvious reasons. There will be a game on August 30th.
Absolutely, and it's going to be on brand new turf, by the way. If you have not driven by Kingston Stadium this summer and you're a high school football fan, please, or track fan, please go out and see it, because been a lot of work done there. Been a lot of work done out at Xavier as well, at Saints Field. They have brand new field turf out there after so many years of being on the grass out there with the world's largest crown in the middle. It is now gone, and that looks beautiful and impressive.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of both facilities, and it's going to be fun to get out and see those fields and those games. Of course, at Kingston Stadium, that lower walkway has disappeared, so the eighth lane for the track, as you know, Scott, can be constructed. So if you're used to using that lower level, it doesn't exist anymore. But from the pictures I've seen, it looks a little bit different with Jefferson, Washington, and Kennedy on the names along the sidelines. And won't be long. We'll be out there.
319-366-1600. Yeah, August the 30th. Things will get underway in earnest. There are some week zero games, though. I know I enjoy J.R. Ogden's article in the Gazette today about HLV football, getting their practice started today in earnest, as they will have one of those week zero games on the 23rd. So it's right around the corner.
HLV, one of those schools that has succeeded in the eight-player game very well. And head coach has been there 20-some years. Kevin White, is it? And does what a lot of coaches do out there. He's watering the field yesterday. And
practice field especially.
Trimming grass here and there. And, yeah, they get underway today. Camp's underway for the larger schools and practices for those teams that play week zero.
Yeah, and it's it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yes, Kevin Smith over at HLV, alum of HLV. Hartwig, Ladora, and Victor, as you know, Mark.
I do indeed.
You ever been to all three of them?
I have. My sister lives in Victor.
Does she?
Yes.
Very nice.
I'm very familiar with the area.
Very nice. See what happens when we're trying to wait for guests here?
I've had tours of all three communities.
All right. Very good.
Ladora's got a nice antique shop, by the way.
Does it? Antiquing with Mark, that will be our segment starting next week. Yeah. Antiquing with Mark around Eastern Iowa. Can you take us to all the great venues in all the small towns
out
there?
Not all but some. Not all but some.
Some out there. Later in the week as well, on Thursday, Bob Herrig's going to be joining us. Dave Kokin's going to be joining us as well. And then on Friday, Phil Steele. Going to be joining us to talk some college football. Really looking forward to that. I've been perusing the magazine and taking in all of the wealth of information that he has to offer in his big, nearly, 300-page odyssey around the world of college football.
There's a lot of it to consume. There's no question about it. No Cyclone Jim. No new recruits for the Rusty Nails this coming season.
No.
All the five stars were taken. So we're one of those developmental teams. Bunch of 2 and 3 star guys.
That's all we do.
And we're still developing.
After all these years, still developing. All right. Another break. We'll come back at more of the Monday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
All right. It's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Two first-place teams meet at Target Field. Interleague play returns to downtown Minneapolis on Monday night. Hi, this is Corey Provis. Good series begins on Monday night. The Atlanta Braves in town on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Stay tuned to Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next here on KGYM. More baseball talk coming up. They're also going to talk a little Minnesota Vikings football coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then the Twins and the Braves coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. Thank you very much, 7491, for the shout-out for Hartwick out of HLV. Lador and Victor as well. I think they were just happy to hear Hartwick out there on the radio. Maybe that... Well, I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Fine communities, one and all.
A great community out there. 319-366-1600. We're getting closer and closer to college football as well. And ESPN.com came out today with their writers, their preseason college football power rankings.
Okay.
Clemson, Alabama, 1-2. And Georgia, 3. And this is a consensus among the folks that cover college football, including Adam Rittenberg, who is a frequent contributor to both programs here on KGYM. They have Oklahoma in at number 4 with Ohio State 5, followed by Michigan at number 6. Cajun Troy's LSU Fighting Tigers in at number 7. Notre Dame 8. Florida 9 and Texas at 10. Now, they've got an Oregon 11. I told you, I thought Oregon was a little bit underrated in the polls, in the college football coaches poll that came out. And they've got them at 11. They've got Texas A&M at 12. Utah 13th. Are you buying Utah at 13? They love the Utes to win the Pac-12. How about that?
Pretty high.
Pretty high, just ahead of Washington. How about Penn State at 15?
Surprising.
I would say surprising. They Penn State 15, Auburn 16, UCF, University of Central Florida, in at 17. Iowa at 18 as the consensus. I'll just read what was written about the Hawkeyes here. The Hawks are going to have to replace a lot on defense. The junior defensive end, A.J. Epinesa, is back and looking to improve upon his outstanding 2018 season, which he had 10.5 sacks. The offense is losing tight ends Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson, but returning quarterback Nate Stanley. There are enough pieces on both sides that Iowa should be able to put together a very good season and compete for a shot at representing the West in the Big Ten championship game. I buy that.
Makes sense.
I buy all that. Nebraska right behind Iowa at number 19.
Doesn't make sense.
Stanford at 20, Syracuse 21, Wisconsin 22. Interesting. Army 23. I love it. The Black Knights of the Hudson.
Army open at Notre Dame. Something like that. Very early on, maybe.
Could be. Michigan State 24, Iowa State 25.
Okay.
So Iowa State is in there in the power rankings for ESPN and their writers and people that cover football. Adam Rittenberg actually wrote this piece about Iowa State, the little blurb about him. Cyclones preseason media forecast, third in the Big 12, certainly raised eyebrows for a team that lost or that last won a conference title in 1912. But a closer study of Matt Campbell's roster justifies the prediction. Iowa State should have the league's best defense, boasting stars at all three levels. Sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy has an extremely high ceiling. ISU's camp priority will be replacing do-it-all running back David Montgomery, Who, by the way, did you see the David Montgomery video from yesterday?
Of course I did.
Running through a defense like they were, you know, a hot knife through butter. At least four players are in the mix at running back, and big player receiver Hakeem Butler needs to be replaced as well. A very talented tight end group should be featured more in the passing game. That is from Adam Rittenberg talking about Iowa State.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. What announcement do you look forward to the most? Would it be Xavier Foster's commitment? He's down to five schools now. Or the Oliver Martin decision from the NCAA? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
Yep. See what people are most looking forward to. I would think it's got to be soon on Oliver Martin.
Has to be.
I thought we had something by now as far as Oliver was concerned, but we have not heard one iota from the NCAA one way or the other. Or if we have, Iowa is just keeping it very, very close to the vest at this point. But I got to think it's the former instead of the latter at this point. We'll see. Confidence level tonight for your Minnesota Twins against the Atlanta
Braves.
Pretty
good. We got Odorizzi going. But Atlanta's very, very good. There's no question about it. But the Twins have performed well against teams over 500. So I'm not shaking in my boots. I'm not confident.
You have to say that the possibility exists. This could be a potential World Series matchup.
Potential. Long shot. Yeah, potential.
There are a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
But this could be one of them with the Braves and the Twins going at it coming up tonight. Baseball news, we touched upon it. One of our texters did a little bit earlier on.
It is official. Craig Kimbrel from the Chicago Cubs, acquired recently to be the closer, is now on the 10-day IL.
Not DL,
with,
IL.
A strain of some kind.
Not
I think
sure.
It's leg, is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the
knee
is.
Inflammation.
Knee inflammation. All right.
That comes on the heels of Wilson Contreras.
No stroke
going
either.
Going to be shelved about 4 weeks.
Yeah, sounds that way after a hamstring injury yesterday. So, more baseball talk, some Minnesota Vikings talk as well. We'll talk Major League Baseball coming up on the program tomorrow here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Twins and the Braves coming your way tonight from Target Field in Minneapolis. And we'll have it for you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, beginning at 7 o'clock tonight. Hopefully we get some rain tonight. Not severe stuff. We need some rain. Make it rain going through. All right, talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.